Don't miss breakfast.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
We are going to the new Speaker of the Parliament, Dan Cregan, Independent Member for Carvel. Good morning.
Good morning, Ali and David. Good to be with you.
Dan Cregan, are you a grub?
I'm focused on ensuring that the Independent Speaker role, which I've now taken on, is a role that can bring a fair, balanced and accountable leadership to the Parliament. And that's not to criticise the previous Speaker or even Pete Treloar, who would have been an excellent Speaker too. And the previous Speaker was competent and very capable. However, the Parliament has asked for an independent Speaker, and I accepted a nomination. And two things happened last night. I was elected Speaker from the floor, and second, an independent Speaker bill passed the lower house of Parliament, which speaks to Parliament's intention and wish to have an independent Speaker.
The Premier says Dan Cregan has put self-interest ahead of the people of voters. This is about him getting a bump in his salary, a car and a driver. You're a highly ambitious person. You were offered a position with a committee and you took that, but that wasn't enough for you. And now you've gone for the Speaker's job.
I believe in the Westminster tradition, and I believe that the mother of parliaments, Westminster, has an independent Speaker, and I believe that we should have one too in South Australia. It strengthens Westminster, and it's going to strengthen the Parliament in South Australia. I would perform this role for a can of baked beans, as another independent member once said. I've never driven a government car. I don't intend to drive one. I've got a 50th anniversary Ford Falcon. I'll be keeping driving. I think I'm amongst a small handful of MPs out of the 69 who have never driven a government car.
So I'm sure there's plenty of different charities in your seat that would like to have a donation of $150,000.
No doubt that is true. But as I say, the salary for this role is the salary for the role. Is only 6 months of Parliament to the election. Okay. Many ministers have served on their full salaries for their full term.
Okay.
I'm not doing this to seek any economic compensation. Prior to serving in Parliament, I was a solicitor, and I think if economic returns were what I was wholly focused on, I suppose some might say that I would have stayed in that profession.
Okay, so you keep the salary, fair enough, but you're not going to keep the car. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've never driven a government car, okay, David.
It comes with the job. We don't get hung up on this, but just to clear up the matter, are you going to keep the government car with the driver?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
When did you first think about becoming Speaker? When did you first think this is something that I want to do?
Well, this discussion was raised with me by the crossbench, and I was happy to hear the crossbench out on the subject. I suppose when the present Speaker assumed the past Speaker assumed his role, I had to turn my mind to the issue then as well. At that time, my community was recovering from the most significant fires since Ash Wednesday, and I just felt that I couldn't at all ever be a candidate, and so I didn't lobby for it. But there are very different circumstances in the House now. There's a strong spirit of independence, and I want to be a fair-minded and even-tempered and a calm and capable Speaker, and I hope that I can serve well and truly serve the Parliament in the role.
Right, but you'll be serving in a Parliament where the Leader of the Government thinks that you're selfish and highly ambitious and you put yourself in front of your voters. Are there rules about disrespecting the Speaker and bringing the position into disrepute?
Well, I'd never disparage the Premier. I think he's working incredibly hard for the people of South Australia. I also think the opposition leader is working incredibly hard.
Yeah, but he doesn't think much of you and he doesn't think much of the way you've got the job. So will one of your first jobs be to bring the Premier into line?
No, I have a great respect for the Premier, a great respect for the Leader of the Opposition, and great respect for Parliament and for the crossbench, which now has a much more significant role to play in the life of this Parliament.
It wasn't just about getting the Speaker's job yesterday. Yesterday, you voted to set up an inquiry into the Attorney-General's handling of the Smith Bay proposal. The Premier says that the terms of reference, which look at a land transfer, which involved the estate of a dead family member, is incredibly low, and he won't answer any questions about that publicly. You say it's been a great leap forward. He's suggesting to the people of South Australia that we've plunged new depths.
Well, I'm saying the Independent Speaker's Bill passing the House is really important for our
democracy. Yeah, but what about that inquiry that you supported?
Well, I listened calmly and independently to the arguments that were put to the House, and a majority of members in the Parliament that was elected by the people of South Australia, voted for that inquiry, sat quietly, listened to the arguments, formed a view and voted.